Welcome back, AM 1160, The Quest, Atlanta Catholic Radio. We are so excited to be in day two of our pledge drive, raising money to keep Catholic Radio strong here in Atlanta. And wow, are you all responding, and we are grateful. Can you help us out some more by giving us a call at 678-688-4549, 678-688-4549. We are welcoming into the studio this hour volunteers who are around here, who are helping us at the Quest and really giving of their time in order to help keep Catholic Radio strong and get it going here in Atlanta. It's a new station. When did it actually start?
Oh, man. We started back in January, but we didn't go on the air until April.
Okay.
So it's actually pretty quick.
Yeah, very quick. So we are the voice that you're hearing is Annie, and she is one of the volunteers here at Catholic Radio. And we also have Mary, and Mary is volunteering too. And we are grateful that you are here and helping Catholic Radio. So thank you so much for being here today and helping us out. And we're going to be talking with you about why you do that. But first, we'd love to get some phone calls going. We do know that all good things begin with prayer. So which one of you would like to start us off with prayer? Ah, they're both pointing at each other. Okay, Annie, you get it.
All right. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, we are so grateful for you and all that you do for us. We ask you to surround us in your protection and your love and let us feel your mercy. We just ask that all the hearts of Atlanta be open to you and that they be surrounded by your love and mercy throughout their day and safe as they travel to work. We ask this all in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. So you guys know the rule, but for all of our listeners that are just tuning in, we want to ring this bell, and we ring the bell every time we meet a goal. So our goal for this 15 minutes while you're here with us sharing about your love for Catholic Radio and why you do what you do is $500. And if we can get $500 called in, then Joe is going to give us an additional $500. So Joe will give us $500 when we get $500 called in. How easy is that? That's just two people at $20 a month and one person with a one-time $20 pledge. So three people knocks us out of the park. Or one person calls in and says, I'll give the full $500. It becomes $1,000 for Catholic Radio. So give us a call right now, 678-688-4549. We need you to really keep these phone lines ringing, keep them ringing, keep the pledges coming in, and really help and support Catholic Radio. Stop and think, what can God do with my dollar a day? If you want to join the Dollar a Day Club, it can go towards putting the messages, the truth, the traditions of the Catholic faith out through the airwaves. There are so many people who misunderstand what the Catholic Church really stands for and what we believe here as a Catholic. And yet we can learn the truth so easily by just tuning in to 1160 AM or going to thequestatlanta.com. We can hear the truths and the traditions of the Catholic Church coming through the airwaves. That is possible because of our listeners who are willing to donate of their treasure in order to make that happen. So if you would like to do that, again, the number to call is 678-688-4549. All right, we are talking with Annie and Mary, and they are helping tremendously here at Catholic Radio. So let's start by having you tell what your role is, and then why you do it. Why do you give of your time, and what do you see as the importance of Catholic Radio?
So here at The Quest, I'm the production manager, and I also run social media. And I really didn't listen to Catholic Radio before I got involved with Catholic Radio. I honestly didn't even know it was around. And I volunteer as a core team member at my church, and our youth minister there was like, you have experience in radio, right? And I had interned with a few secular stations, and it just wasn't for me. The atmosphere was not for me. So she knew I'd been job hunting for a while, and, you know, I find a volunteer job. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. Yeah. I'd really been trying to listen to God and find out where my path is supposed to go. And my husband and I had been praying about it because I wasn't sure if I really was going to find that job that I thought was meant for me and what God had planned for me. And I met Carol at a coffee shop. and we had a great conversation. And she's like, I really think you're going to like this. And yeah, so
and was she right? Was she right? Do you really like it?
Yeah. It's such a great experience. I've really grown closer to Christ. I've learned so much because countless hours of doing producing, I'm listening to the radio all the time. And I can tell you, I've learned way more in the last few months working with everyone here at the Quest than I have in my entire, I'm a cradle Catholic. Mm-hmm. And I really wasn't very involved. Like, you know, I went to PSR. I was in Life Teen when I was a teen, but I really pulled away from it and lost my faith in college and found it again after I lost my mom to cancer. And I, in that moment, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to say yes. I need to come back to the faith. My mom was such a strong Catholic. And I just really felt like this was a new path for me to take.
And I'm guessing that she's up there interceding for you right now. And she's the one that was responsible for you being at that meeting where they said, hey, did you know there's this new Catholic radio station?
Exactly.
Yeah. So good. I love those. It brings tear to my eyes, but I still love those kind of stories. Just to think of the love of the mother that really, you know, her Catholic faith is making you strong still today after her passing.
Yes.
So wonderful. Yes. Wonderful, wonderful. Your favorite show?
Ooh, that's hard. I really love Take Two at Noon with Debbie and Jerry. Mm-hmm. But I also love Catholic Answers Live. Yes. I love to tune in. You never know what you're going to hear, especially on the days when they don't have a specific program scheduled and it's just open forum. Those are my favorites because you never know what's going to come up.
Right. Excellent. 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 Okay, so we also have Your right-hand person here, right? She has been here helping you. You're volunteering. She's volunteering. So we have Mary. Mary, how old are you?
I am 17.
Can I ask that question? You're not old like me. You know, you don't ask old women how old they are, but you can ask a 17-year-old,
exactly.
Right? Okay. All right. So Mary is 17, and she is coming here, and she is donating her time to Catholic Radio. So why are you doing that? And I'm going to give out the number, though, before you answer, because we need to get the phone lines going. 678-688-4549. Come on, we are interrupting regular programming during this pledge drive in order to get the necessary pledges to keep Catholic Radio strong. And now is the time for you to call in. We have this $500 sitting there, and Joe wants to add it to the other $500 that's called in. So we want to get $500 called in so that we can make it $1,000 for Catholic Radio through the generosity of Joe. And I'm going to give, this is Annie's computer. You know, she's on the wrong side of the table right now because she can't tell me, but I don't see anything else coming, but maybe we need to scroll down. All right, so we're waiting for that first phone caller of this hour. We have 15 minutes, so we really only have about 5 more minutes left. Can you call in and help us to get this $500 match? All right, so Casey, one time $10 from Holy Family, and she is already a monthly donor, but she wanted to contribute and ask for prayers for priests. So we'll make sure that when we get to the 9:15 that we pray for priests. So thank you to Casey, who called in with that one time. And I think Casey maybe called in yesterday as a monthly donor too. So I've seen that name. Anyway, thank you, Casey, for being a monthly donor. That's a good reminder to everyone who out there who is a one-time donor. You can add to that during this pledge drive and help us to get these matches. You can add to the monthly donation that you're giving. You can give a one-time pledge like Casey did. You can extend it. Kind of hard to do that with a new station like this since it's our first pledge drive, but nonetheless, whatever you can give, whatever it is, one time, monthly, credit card, cash, check, electronic funds transfer, anything that you'd like to do, just give us a call at 678-688-4549 or donate online at thequestatlanta.com. Thequestatlanta.com. Help us to get this $500 that Joe wants to give us. When we get another $500 called in, it becomes $1,000 for Catholic Radio. All right, so I asked Mary, who's a volunteer, what is your, what What is your reason for being here?
Well, I learned about this radio station through Mrs. Givens, who it's probably a pretty commonly known name in the Catholic world. But her children go to my Regina Shelley Academy, which is where I go to school. And basically, she got me involved. She realized that I had an interest in doing all the technical sound stuff. And she said, oh, you can help out with that at the Quest.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. That's awesome. So have you learned a lot?
I have. I've been interning under Annie, and she's definitely been helping me out. I've been able to do a bit of producing, which is something that I never really thought that I would be doing, especially not like at 17 on air or anything like that.
And we're grateful that you are here. We're grateful that you're helping us. Have you learned spiritually anything? I'm sure you learn a lot at Regina Shelley. You learn a lot from your teacher, your mom, right? You're mm-hmm. at home. But are you learning more? I have people all the time tell me, you know, I homeschooled my kids. And something would come out of their mouth and I'm like, I didn't teach you that. Where did you hear that? And they'll say, I heard it on Catholic radio. So I think that even when you have a good education, there's still things to learn.
It's very true. Very, very true. And you never know when the Holy Spirit's going to speak through you through someone else's mouth. Mm-hmm. And like, I didn't really listen to Catholic radio. My mom was really big on all the podcasts. She would always be listening to them. She's probably listening to them right now. And I like listened to them while she was in the car with me, but not really outside of that. And when I realized that there was a pretty simple way to listen to them regularly, like now whenever I go into the car, I'll just turn on 1160. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right?
It's excellent. And so it's live, though. It's, well, I guess sometimes it's live on Catholic radio. Sometimes it's not. Right now we're live. And there are shows like Teresa Tamio that's live. So you can actually listen to it live on the radio or on thequestatlanta.com and learn and really just be lifted up and spiritually enriched and made stronger, you know, and now's the time when we all need to really stand up and be counted. And I think now is such an important time for us to feed ourselves spiritually so that we can be strong and then be able to evangelize to others as well. And we can do that for ourselves and for others simply by picking up the phone and dialing 678-688-4549. We're getting really, really close to this $500 match end time, which we gave it 15 minutes. So I think we set it a couple minutes after 9, so we only have a couple minutes left in order to do that. Can you pick up the phone and be the person who helps us to get to that $500? 678-688-4549. 678-688-4549. We do have another update. Let me see what it says here. Wow. So we had Casey who called in with a one-time pledge because she was already a monthly donor. And we want to pray for priests for her. An anonymous donor just called in and became a founder. So we get to pick up the bell. You guys get to arm wrestle. Actually, we get to ring it twice because we ring it once for founder. Ring it. Woo! Woo! All right. Then Annie gets to ring it because we met our goal. So we want to take a short and we want to ring it again so you can get a picture of him ringing. Did you get a picture? Okay. All right. Okay. So how awesome is that? We got a founder and we met our goal and that was really cool. And so we got to ring the bell twice. We'll be welcoming some new volunteers into the hot seat, but we want to say a prayer for priests because that was what Casey asked for. She asked us to pray for priests. And I had a prayer card. I'm not sure if I still have it. It's a beautiful one. So let's go ahead and get the next volunteers in here, and I'll see if I can find that prayer card about priests. Here it is. Yay! All right, so we have a prayer for priests that we're going to share because Casey donated and asked us to pray for priests. Okay, so name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, Jesus, we pray for your faithful and fervent priests, for your unfaithful and tepid priests, for your priests laboring at home or abroad in distant mission fields, for your tempted priests, for your lonely and desolate priests, for your young priests, for your dying priests, for the souls of your priests in purgatory. But above all, we recommend to you the priests dearest to us, the priest who helped baptize us, the priest who absolved us from our sins, the priest at whose masses we assisted, and who gave us your body and your blood in Holy Communion, the priest who taught and instructed us, all the priests to whom we are indebted in any other way. O Jesus, keep them all close to your heart and bless them abundantly in time and in eternity. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.